Over the past few weeks and few months and few days, the nation of Haiti has been under turmoil. It's on the brink of a civil war, where gang leaders have taken over control of the country. And this is something that has been going on for a very long time for this amazing nation. As a Haitian American, it's something that breaks my heart, and I want this to change as soon as possible. So I want to just catch you up as to what's happening, let you know what that means, and see what we can do to change. So let's talk. While I have your attention, don't forget to smash the like button, subscribe. If you want continual challenging content to help you live your God-given purpose, this is your home. This is your home. I publish stuff on a consistent basis just to push us, because I don't want you to leave this earth without doing what God has called you to do. So Haiti, right? My blood, my nation. I'm born in the U.S., but I have Haitian blood within me, has been going through it. And can I be honest with you? What we've gone through has been going on since January 1st, 1804, when Haiti became the first black republic to become independent, as we fought a revolution and was able to get freedom from the French. Ever since then, we had brief periods of peace. However, there have been multiple times and regimes of turmoil. You know, even Frederick Douglass, who was the U.S. ambassador to Haiti, realized the power that there was in the Haitian people. Listen, I know what most people have been exposed to and what they see, but Haiti is a nation that is powerful and rich in history. Haiti is a nation that has so many resources. There's a reason why so many European nations are vying for a presence. The Chinese are vying for a presence in Haiti, because we have so many national resources that we can share, that we can give of, so much that many other African countries and are pursuing, and natural things indicative to our land that we have in Haiti. But we have to fast forward to now, that though we have periods of peace, we are currently at a time of turmoil. It is so sad to see stories and see people who are oppressed, to see folks who have to rush home before curfew, because if not, they may get killed. To see videos of cannibalism, where a person sits here and actually eats the skin off a corpse. That breaks my heart, because this is what we see. This is why former President Donald Trump could sit here and call Haiti an ishole country. This is why Elon Musk called Haiti a country of cannibalists. And why should we let them in? So I think we have to admit, like, Haitians have done some wrong. A lot of what we're doing is self-inflicted. But I also want people to understand that this is not the entire story. This is not who Haiti is. And Haiti honestly needs prayer. Whatever is bringing us down, as I briefly shared with you about the history of from January 1st, 1804 to today, the type of attacks, the type of battles that the country has gone through, where there's been very few moments of peace. It's always been a lot of civil war, a lot of attacks, a lot of failed democracies. We sit here and we look at Haiti and think it's done. And I refuse to accept the fact that Haiti's done. I refuse to accept the fact that we can't do better. But I refuse to accept the fact that this is what Haiti is. Like, Haiti is a country that can come back. But like I said, I believe what we're going through has a lot of spiritual connotations, but also much more practical and human issues, where we are an oppressed country, where we had to still pay France billions of dollars up to current times, because of the fact France was upset. And I'm gonna give it as simple terms as possible. You may find a more polished and political explanation, but the reason why France is taking money from Haiti is because they were upset because we declared our independence. So they made us pay currency up until current time. I don't know when the last payment was done, but I know up until like the last 15, 20 years, Haiti and my, again, since January 1st, 1804, we gained independence up until, let's say 2004, that's 200 years. And it could be more, but France is sitting here and saying, you know, we have to pay, Haiti has to pay France. And the only reason why they want to do it is because they were embarrassed and they were upset because they lost control of our nation. Why is Haiti so popular? What does Haiti have? There has to be a level of value that we have, that the nation of Haiti has. So up until then, and also you have stories of Europeans, of Americans coming into our land and taking advantage of our children. You have the stories of the Clintons coming in and taking advantage of our land and taking advantage of our people. It's very, very scary to think about all the oppressive behavior. One would call it imperialism, colonialism, that is happening to this day to the nation of Haiti, where our kids have been sold and been taken back and forth as if they're like a currency. We have folks sending poisonous rice into our country in order to harm our people. A great friend of mine, Pastor Mark Antoine, who's actually been on the land up until recently, he said that why are we having missionaries so much? Why are we having folks sit there and come painting houses? We can do that. We can do that. And this is kind of, and as he mentioned so well, by these missionaries coming in and taking the jobs from people, it's crippling our economy. But I think when these missionaries come in, when these people come in, it's much deeper. It's much more of an oppressive means, a spiritual means as to why they're there. So the first thing that's causing Haiti to be where it's at is a spiritual issue. It's not to say we deserve it. I'm not going to, and I'm tired. As I mentioned, I'm as tired of pastors, leaders sit there and talk about Haiti and saying, oh, we deserve it. It's because of voodoo. They're being punished for their sins. No. I'm not going to ignore the wrong that we've done, but I'm also not going to act like Haiti's the only country that does voodoo. So why does Haiti have to be the only country to be punished for voodoo? There's a lot being done in the U.S. that folks don't want to talk about. It's not just Haiti that does voodoo. It's all across the world. But Haiti's the only country that should be punished for it. So Haitians are sitting here and going through a time of oppression by outside countries and outside forces. And a lot of what they're doing is a spiritual nature and trying to control our people and control our children. So a lot of what's happening, if you want to be, you use a term from the Bible, it's a principality, which is a demon over a nation. That is present. But there are also people praying for Haiti. And I believe that the God that I serve has the ability to give us power over principalities and allow us to have victory over whatever they may want to do and what they're doing. So a lot of it is a level of spiritual oppression. This is why I think prayer is one of the most powerful tools we have to help Haiti. Prayer is what we have in order to help us get to where we need to go. And I love the fact that we have so many people who are Haitian Americans in this country. Like I had the privilege of being on a panel with some amazing people that have such a passion for our country. And I think we have a responsibility as Haitian leaders, as Christians, to pray for Haiti. Pray without ceasing. Haitians had a thing that said, "Dernier mot à son ami bon Dieu," which means the last word comes out the mouth of God. If you want to translate literally, the last word is in the hands of God. And I believe the last word, the final word in the situation with Haiti is in the hands of God. I don't care what people may say Haiti's a lost case, and nah, Haiti is never a lost case as long as you have people praying for Haiti. And God can turn situations around because God's a powerful God, and no principality has any power or authority over him. So I think it's a spiritual thing. But as I said a little while ago, I talked about the Europeans and imperialism. A lot of it is practical and economic, where these countries have economically oppressed us. That as they sit here and vie for our natural resources, they forget that Haiti is a group of people that need help. So we're being bantied back and forth as if we're just a machine, not a group of people. And unfortunately, we cannot ignore the people who are in the country, who are Haitian, that are also part of the problem. How are these gangs getting such sophisticated guns and ammunition? Who is supplying these gangs with this stuff? Many of it would say it's the Americans or Europeans or even other Haitians, the bourgeois, the ruling elite class in Haiti that are supplying these folks with this stuff. There's one billionaire in Haiti. And I forgot his name. Things like Gigolo or Giglio. He's a Jewish billionaire in Haiti. And he has been convicted for various, I would say war crimes, but economic crimes. Focus on how he's dealt with things economically, but yet he's free. And many feel he's one of the people, along with the other millionaires, the very small ruling class in Haiti, that's encouraging and not stepping in. Where are those voices? Why does it take folks who are outside the country to be loud voices when you have people in the country who are silent? And this has caused a trickle down where our government is broken. Where recently we are the most the president that we had, the prime minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, last night resigned. And the only reason why, and this is what the gangs wanted, so it's now important to see what's happening next. But the only reason why Ariel Henry is in power is because our president, President Moïse, was assassinated. And come to find out his wife, who was shot during the attempt, was one of the people, one of the masterminds behind his assassination, along with other Haitians who are in and outside of this country trying to get him down. So this never-ending cycle is more of a spiritual thing. The more spiritual thing, because what we need to do is not rebuke people, but rebuke spirits. The issue is a spirit in there that we have to take out. But that does not exclude or remove or ignore the practical oppressive behaviors by other countries over our people. Also, we do it to ourselves sometimes as well. A lot of self-inflicted wounds. And all people see, all that Elon Musk see is the cannibalism. Elon Musk never tweets about the beautiful part of Haiti, of the great things that happened in Haiti. And Donald Trump said what he said. Keon Henderson, who claims to be who probably read a couple of articles sitting here and talking about that. I will never support Keon Henderson. And the reason why, because he refused to apologize for what he did. Refused to. I would not support someone so prideful and so arrogant. And speaking about what you do not know. So Haiti's right now in turmoil. And Haiti, and our goal as Haitian Americans, and my goal is to one day to have our country stand up where we can say, hey, I'm going to Haiti for the summer. Where our parents and aunts and uncles can say, hey, I'm spending the winter in Haiti. It's too cold out here. As many other people do in other nations. Why can't Haiti build up and be at a place of peace and organization? So we are on a brink of a civil war in Haiti. Again, Ariel Henry resigned. The tricky part about that, there was a council that set up that called for him to resign. And this council the worrisome part about this council is the fact that these people did not include any Americans. The people that sat here and recommended him to resign were not any Haitians. They were from different countries, including the U.S. And though this may be a good thing, I'm trying to get the list of the countries for you. Though it may be a good thing, what's happening, but the one thing as well, the scary part about this as well, is the fact that at the this same council and this same group decided that it will be good for the United States to help establish a government in Haiti. The United States, one of our oppressors, one of those that are sitting here and taking advantage of our people, they are the one that has agreed to cause to develop a new regime in Haiti. And we know what's going to happen is they're going to sit here and appoint their people. They're going to sit there and appoint their goons so they can control the nation of Haiti. So you have countries like Jamaica and Canada that were there and helping to nudge out Ariel Henry. And now the U.S. is the one that's sitting here doing what they have to do to put their goons in place. That's how it feels going to happen. And Haiti, and this cycle needs to break. Whatever spirit as working in the country of Haiti needs to break. I think, and I wanted to share this to bring awareness. Haiti is not finished. Haiti is not done. God has his hands on Haiti. There's a lot of practical things we can do. When I say practical things, we could pray. That's probably the easiest thing that everyone could do. Just pray for Haiti. Not just pray a quick prayer. Pray without ceasing. Every time you come before God, go before Haiti. Because I believe that God has the ability to turn these things around. Haiti is our only hope. Seul espoir que nous gagne, c'est dans bon Dieu. The only hope that we have is God. And I believe our prayers can go farther than any amount of money, any tweet, any post. Our prayers have the ability to go farther than all that. So I feel that we are us, this generation of Haitian Americans, the diaspora that's outside of the country, that's all over the world. It's our time to mobilize. It's our time to spiritually, economically, not just talk, not just post, not just hashtag, but it's time to get some work done. Not just for Haitians. This is not a Haitian issue. This is a human issue. If you see a country being oppressed, a country that has no hope, everyone should be concerned. The same way folks pray for Ukraine, we could pray for Haiti. Same way we stand for Palestine, we stand for Israel. Why can't folks stand for Haiti? Why is it a situation where it's only a Haitian issue to deal with the Haitian problems? Everyone can do it. This is a human issue. And but we know the God that we serve has the ability to turn things around and make things right. That's where our hope is, in God, not a government. Because as you can see, they have let us down. But God can turn around Haiti. So we all could pray. We could all support. We could all increase awareness and take time out to learn about Haiti. Educate yourself. Ask one of your Haitian friends. Do some research. Look, go on Google. Educate yourself to understand what's happening and to figure out what they need, because Haiti's not going to perish. Mm-mm. God's too faithful. Haiti's not going to perish. And he will turn things around. So I just want to share this and bring you up to date. I felt a responsibility as a Haitian American, a Haitian American pastor, to let you know the spiritual implications and also the economic and practical implications of what's happening in Haiti. And this is the heart of the gospel, to help those who are in need, right? When I was sick, did you clothe me? When I was in prison, did you feed me? This is not, this is a gospel, a church issue, a heart issue that we have to understand, that we have to do. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your support. Please, please, please. I'm going to try to find different organizations and different people who are doing something legit so we can support. But at the end of the day, above all that, I want you to pray for Haiti. As you pray tonight, as you pray today, as you fast, just pray for Haiti and say, God, you're our hope, and God, you can turn things around. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Peace.